holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Well, we're going to talk about the sinner's prayer today. The sinner's prayer.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share, and share until you can't share no more. Now, I want to talk about this today. The sinner's prayer. No, there's no literal sinner's prayer in the Bible type thing. But yeah, I call this the sinner's prayer because it tells us what we should be thinking about as sinners. If we're going to come to God and make that pilgrimage towards God, certain things we need to be thinking about. Or maybe it's showing us what someone else was thinking. You know, God let us see what someone else was thinking. And God made them say it because that's the right thing to think, I guess. Yeah. But before we get to that, let's talk about this. There is life after death. You see how everybody got quiet then. There is life after death. Don't sit there and think that, oh, when the life is over, the person dies, that's it. Nope. There's life after that. Oh, no. God created us. And there's life after this earthly life. There's life after that. You know, even if you lost your loved ones, you'll see them again. Don't worry. You'll see them again. Now, the key is we're hoping that we see each other on the other side and we all go to the same final place to be with God. That's what we're hoping. We're not hoping that we all meet in the wrong place of heat. You know, we don't want to do that. We're trying to be in the right place. The right place being with God. That's why I always tell people, I want to, worst case scenario, I just sweep the streets as long as I'm there with God. As long as I'm not in hell, that's all that matters. I'm not trying to go there. I mean, anybody can, you know, choose what they want to do. Some people want to go there. Okay, that's fine. I don't want to go there. I'm not trying to go there. No, I'm not trying to go. So, there is life after death. You know, once you leave, God will show you that everything that he said was actually true. Everything that was written that he allowed us to read for our learning, he allowed us to read it. We're going to find out that it was all true, all of it. All the washing away of sin was true. All the God coming down to earth was true. God was trying to save people, and that's true. And fighting against the devil, and because the devil was trying to infiltrate people, God had to come down himself to fix the problem. All of that's true. How people responded to God before we responded to God. You know, the people that were in the Bible, things that were said, it's all true. It's all true. Yeah, it's all true. And so there's life after that. And when God shows you all of that, you'll know then that it's true. Even people who didn't believe is going to know it's true. Yeah, they're going to sit there and say, hey, can you go back and send some of these words, tell my brothers and my sisters not to come to this place of torment, because I didn't believe, and I don't want to do that. I don't want them to have to go through that. Could you send somebody to tell them, and God will tell him or her or tell you or whoever, just like he told the rich man. Hey, let them hear what's written. Let them hear Moses, the prophets, and all them. If they don't hear them, they're never going to hear anybody that comes back from the grave to tell them anything about what's going on in this life. Yeah, there's another life. There's life after death. Oh, yes. And so a lot of times we feel bad about the, and we should, about the death here on earth. But I always understand this ain't the end of it. They go to another realm. And we would have never understood those, the other realm thing, had we not, you know, I mean, I'm making light of it, but we have movies now to talk about different dimensions and all that kind of stuff as far as superheroes and things like that. But that, in somewhat of a way, that's true, because it's not an alternate universe or anything like that, but it is an alternate universe because it's nothing like this. It's another life after this one. And so all we're trying to do is prepare people to go into that next life. The church is what, that's all we're supposed to do, is try to get people prepared to go to the next life so that they can do well there. That's what we want. We want people to do well at wherever God sends you. But we know that the next life is coming up. And so that's that life after death. There is life after death. Now, we are going to talk about this psalm, talking about the sinner's prayer and how you should be thinking if you're not a believer. You know, it shouldn't be stressful, but you should be thinking about these things, you know. And now we're going to read the story. It's not really a story. It's just pieces of the psalm. And it gives us pieces of information that we can utilize for ourselves. It says this, Psalm 85, verse number 1. Lord, you poured out blessings on your land. You did. Huh. He poured out blessings on his land. Huh. You restored the fortunes of Israel. Hmm. We're not talking about the people of Israel. We're talking about the people of Israel. Did I confuse you? We're not talking about physical people. The country of Israel. Even though a lot of this is where a lot of this stuff happened. He was talking about the whole world. You restored the fortunes of Israel. You forgave the guilt of your people. There it is. That is the fortunes of Israel. You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sin. You covered it. Hmm. You held back your fury. You kept back your blazing anger. Hmm. Yeah, God did that. Because trust me, he was right in everything. If he destroyed all of us right now, he'd still be right in doing so. Even though we might have helped this person, helped that person, helped this one, helped that situation, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And if he decided to get rid of us, he would be right in doing so. But his grace and mercy continues to override everything. Even though he says, the soul that sinneth shall die. And then all of a sudden he turns around and says, well, if you believe on me, as the scripture have said, then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Lord poured out blessings on your land. So, Lord, you poured out blessings on your land. You restored the fortunes of Israel. You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins. Hmm. I thank God that he covered my sins. Aren't you glad about that? And that's why I tell people, hey, your sins are forgiven. You might as well believe it. You know, you don't have to, but, you know, it would behoove you to believe it. Let's see here. You held back your fury. You kept back your blazing anger. Verse number 4. Now restore us again, O God of our salvation. Put aside your anger against us one more. Just put aside. So he forgave their sins. And they went back and did something. Now they're asking for forgiveness again. But that's what we should be doing. You know, we reevaluate our own lives to find out where the sin is. God, forgive us. You know, you forgave us once. We're asking you again, a continuous in this forgiveness thing, Lord. We're asking for your mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. Please have mercy on us. We don't know what we're doing. You were right. You said it. We didn't know what we were doing, and we still don't know what we're doing. But we do know to ask you for forgiveness. See, that's how we think when we're coming close to God, or we're on that path to God. Even though you're a believer, you're still saying these things to him. You forgave our sins before. Please continue to forgive us. Forgive us again, Lord. Restore us again. You know, put aside your anger that you had against us. Once more, just consider, you know, verse number 5. Will you be angry with us always? Talking to God, will you be angry with us always? Will you prolong your wrath to all generations? Won't you revive us again so your people can rejoice in you? Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, it's just something when you're in sin, even though as a believer, you could be in sin or participate in sin or something like that, and it would bother your mind. It'll bother you. I guess that one verse when it talks about those who are born of God don't commit sin. In other words, those who are born of God, even though they might sin, they don't practice sin. It don't last long with them because it gets the best of them. They see and they don't feel good about that sin. They see that they need to ask God for the forgiveness of those sins. They see it. They just see it. Put aside your anger against us once more. Will you be angry with us always? Will you prolong your wrath to all generations? Won't you forgive us again so your people can rejoice in you? It really is hard to rejoice when you're in sin. It just is. It just is. You can fake it and try to, but it's you just don't feel the same. Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. See, that's what we need. We need the salvation of the Lord. In other words, God, you know, we're coming to you because we keep falling into this thing. And you're good enough and you're willing enough. You are strong enough and your mercy is everlasting to where we can ask you for salvation. I listen carefully to what God, the Lord, is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people, but let them not return to their foolish ways. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. So our land will be filled with his glory. Unfailing love and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Ain't that wonderful? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.